Hare Krishna. I'll be reading about the pastimes of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, 1838 to 1914. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namini Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupano Gavarayate. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sachinanand Bhakti Vinod, who is the transcendental energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a strict follower of the Goswamis headed by Srila Roop. On the 2nd of September 1838 in Bengal, India, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born to Jagat Mohini Devi and Anandachandra Dutt. Along with his brothers and sisters, he lived at his grandfather's house in Bhir Nagar. After his birth, his horoscope, that is star chart, was made, revealing that he was a great devotee of the Lord and would become very famous. As a young boy, Bhakti Vinod liked to pick the juicy fruits from the trees nearby, but became afraid when somebody told him there were many ghosts there. So one day he went to the mother of a friend and told her about his fear of the orchard. She knew a lot about ghosts and told him, "If you chant the holy name of Ram, the ghosts will go away." Bhakti Vinod was very happy to hear this and he ran to the orchard. While picking the fruits, he chanted the holy name of Ram, and he could sense how all the ghosts disappeared. How wonderful this mantra worked! From that day on, whenever he was scared, he would chant the holy name of Ram. When Bhakti Vinod Thakur finished his education, India was under the British rule. He excelled in his subjects so well that he was appointed to serve as a magistrate, that is a kind of a judge, in the local government. At that time, this was the highest position held by an Indian. For a while, Bhakti Vinod worked in Champaran, Bihar. There he was told of a powerful ghost that was causing trouble in a nearby village. It lived in a banyan tree and so disturbed the people that they desperately tried to get rid of it. Bhaktivinod suggested they go under the tree and read loudly the Srimad Bhagavatam. They followed his suggestion. One month later, as the last words were being read, there was a sound like thunder as the tree suddenly cracked in two. The crowd leapt back in fear and surprise. The ghost had been purified by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and was thus released from its ghostly existence. Much to their relief, the people never saw or heard of it again. When Bhakti Vinod was working in Jagannath Puri, there lived in the forest nearby a yogi known as Bisakisan. He claimed to be Mahavishnu. He was telling people that he had come down from the milk ocean and, together with his two helpers, Brahma and Shiva, was going to kill all the Yavanas, that is a name for the British who at that time were ruling India. Many people were fooled by his words, and they came to offer him worship, gifts and money. With his long matted hair, he looked very frightening, and sometimes he appeared to be sitting inside a huge blazing fire. When Bisakisan started to imitate Krishna's Ras dance with some of the local girls, important people from the area complained about him. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, as a local governor officer, was asked to deal with the case. One night, Bhaktivinod Thakur and the police chief, who represented the British government, faced the fearsome yogi, who said, "I know who you are, but why did you come?" Bhaktivinod replied, "I have come to ask you some questions." The yogi said, "Please sit down. But before you start asking questions, let me tell you who I am. I am Mahavishnu and have come from the milk ocean to kill all the Yavanas." Bhaktivinod bluntly objected and loudly declared, "You are not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are just an ordinary person with a little mystic power. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears on earth, it is written in the scriptures. Your appearance has not been mentioned." The yogi tried in many ways to make Bhaktivinod think that he was Mahavishnu, but failed to sway him even for one moment. When the yogi saw that he couldn't win, his eyes turned red with anger and he cursed Bhaktivinod, saying, "You fool, this spells the end of you and your family." Firm in his belief, Bhaktivinod responded, "I don't care. You are a rascal and you belong in the prison house." With that, the police chief immediately seized the infuriated yogi, slapped handcuffs on him and led him away to the prison. Soon after, Bhaktivinod Thakur and all his family members became so ill that they almost died. At the same time, many of the yogi's followers attacked the town. Many people begged Bhaktivinod to free the yogi, who was the cause of all this trouble, but Bhaktivinod refused to give in. By good fortune, one courtroom officer read that yogis generally keep their mystic power in their hair. This inspired in him a brilliant idea. After the yogi was sentenced in the court and was being led away, the officer, as planned, suddenly grabbed Bisakisan's hair while another policeman quickly cut off his long matted hair with a huge pair of scissors. Immediately, he fell to the ground, robbed of all his strength. He was then locked up and soon after he died in prison. When Bhaktivinod Thakur lived in Krishnanagar, which is close to Mayapur, he went to Navdweep every weekend. It was widely believed that Lord Chaitanya was born here. Bhaktivinod, however, was not sure that Navdweep was the actual birthplace of the Lord, especially as the local people did not appear interested in spiritual life. Besides this, it was stated in the scriptures that Lord Chaitanya was born on the east bank of the Ganges, whereas Navdweep stood on the west. One night, Bhaktivinod was sitting on the roof of the guest house by the river with his third son, Kamal Prashad, and a clerk. While looking across the Ganges, he saw something very wonderful. On the other side of the river, towering up against the sky, stood an exquisite shining temple. Kamal Prashad also saw it, but the clerk saw nothing. Bhaktivinod became very curious and decided to visit the place. The next day, Bhaktivinod took the ferry across the Ganges to find the place where he had seen the wonderful vision. Upon arriving there, he found no temple, but saw many tulsi trees growing. The village was called Mayapur, but he found out that it had previously been known as Navdweep. Bhaktivinod also discovered Chand Kazi's Samadhi and many other sites of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. But to be completely certain that this was the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, he wanted Jagannath Das Babaji to go there and confirm it. At that time, Jagannath Das Babaji was the best of all the Vaishnavas, more than 120 years old. He was too old to walk, so his disciple Bihari carried him in a basket. Babaji could not see because his eyelids refused to open. But upon arriving at the site, he leapt out of his basket, dancing, chanting and jumping in ecstasy. Bhaktivinod understood that this indeed was the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. At one stage in his life, Bhaktivinod accepted as his guru Sri Vipin Vihari Goswami, who was in the line of Lord Nityanand. Later, he took further instruction from Jagannath Das Babaji. Bhaktivinod Thakur passed away in Calcutta in 1914. His samadhi is by his house in Godhrum near Mayapur, where he lived with his family after retiring from government service. Bhaktivinod Thakur wrote volumes of Vaishnav literature, including many beautiful poems and songs. Among the best-loved songs are Jai Radha Madhav and Gaur Aarti song. Bhaktivinod Thakur is Kamal Manjari in Krishna Leela, and flowers from his body are enshrined at the Radha Kund. Bhaktivinod Thakur ki jai. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.